Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 20. Haven't got the time and ain't nothing to do on WMCBLP 107.9 FM in Greenfield. Now, let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
We'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome to the show, which is in fact a show number 20, and titled, Haven't Got the Time and Ain't Nothing to Do. What a satisfying and all-around nice and even number. Number 20. As time moves inevitably forward in this capitalistic wristwatch grid laid out before us in an all-too-familiar and purposefully constructed mechanism, real questions arise from within. The art of what is happening right here might be the realest thing in my life while reciting these words and immediately exiting my mouth. The joy that this process has allowed me to experience is paramount to my current existence. And now, the reason we are all here, starting the show off. Number 20 was the album's last and title track, Chrome, played from the brand new Ty Siegel record, Chrome. Chrome was just released within the past couple of weeks, I would say, in the current year of 2026, and put out there by A Drag City Records. It comes in what appears to be a heavier-duty metallic sleeve, printed inner sleeve, and housed in a poly sleeve with print and a barcode. This release was truly a collaborative work of art, to name a few being Ty and his partner Danae, Emmett Kelly, Michael Cronin, Evan Burrows, Ben Boy, Cooper Crane, and Mario Ramirez. At this point, I feel that I know what to expect, but I am certainly not disappointed. Check out Ty's new record, Chrome.
That won't help me now. Don't matter anymore. pick up some helicures or something.
All
Ain't Nothing to Do by the Cleveland, Ohio Dead Boys. This one is a punk classic. The record that this track was spun from is titled Younger, Louder, and Snottier, The Rough Mixes, as the actual album is more so simply titled Young, Loud, and Snotty. This album variation takes the shape of a piece of 12-inch indigo clear wax released in 1997 on Bomp Records. Blood Pudding by the legendary Berkeley, California punk band Fang. This album may have been the last one released before the band went on hiatus because the frontman Sam McBride, or rather Sammy Town, went to prison for murder. Now, I have feelings around what this guy did and the heinous crime that he had committed. It is really a strange thing, though, like people who still play Michael Jackson records while knowing the horribly disgusting and damaging acts that he had carried out. Any way that you feel about it, that is my very short spiel on the topic. Blood Pudding was played from the 1987 album Ami Gas Fa Fas and released on Boner Records. Haven't Got the Time by the Cleveland, Ohio band Pagans. Haven't Got the Time was spun from a lengthy 20-track compilation that was released in 2001 by Crypt Records. Those Cleveland, Ohio bands seem to have given shape and language for my show today.
Everybody else.
Glitter and Gold by the Nashville, Tennessee rock and roll band Cheap Time. Glitter and Gold was played from and captured here off the 2008 first and self-titled album Cheap Time and released by In the Red Records. The band's frontman and main writing force is Jeffrey Novak. Currently in the band is Ryan Sweeney, Matthew Allen, and Jessica McFarland. I met and saw Jeff and Jessica while they played in their band Savoy Motel in Northampton some years ago. Very, very pleasant folks and super cool musicians. You're the Victim by the Cleveland, Ohio Archie and the Bunkers. You're the Victim was played from the 2015 self-titled album Archie and the Bunkers and released on Dirty Water Records in the UK. This duo started out as young men, especially during the time of this album's release. Here We Come by the San Diego, California surf punk band, The Creepy Creeps. And once again, this is their first and self-titled album, The Creepy Creeps. It was originally released in 2006, but this copy we are interacting with is a 2009 reissue that has a black-green split wax and was released on Creepophonic Sounds Records. This is a very difficult record to find, and I found this coastal gem in a record store in San Diego while digging through a local bin. This band uses some sweet stage names and performs in costume, which usually is a Day of the Dead-like mask and mariachi band outfits. There's also go-go dancers and a whole thing that happens. This band is right up my alley.
Space and girls, don't explore. Do it like you.
Maze by the Los Angeles punk band Shark Toys. Maze was played from the 2018 album titled Labyrinths, released by In the Red Records, and there are two versions of this wax. One is on this sweet white, pink, and black splatter wax, and the other is solid black wax. I have both versions, but we were just deep in the grooves of the splatter version. The guitarist and frontman for Shark Toys is Daniel Clodfelter, who I had seen play in the band Memo PST a couple of years ago at TVI in Brooklyn. There is a killer cover of Mission of Burma Tune, of the Mission of Burma Tune, That's How I Escaped My Certain Fate, on the first side of this slab. Contraption Soul Desert by the Los Angeles-based The OCs, fronted by John Dwyer, who I have played and spoken of quite a bit on the show. And really, can you blame me? These two join tunes are pressed together and appear on the 2011 EP titled Carrion Crawler, The Dream EP, and released by In the Red Records as well. While in LA, In the Red, you know what I'm saying? I got into the OCs in 2008, I believe, and when I first got my hands on this record in 2011, I remember dancing nonstop around my kitchen two times through this record. Do the Coma by the Floridian band Jacuzzi Boys. Do the Coma was spun from the 2011 limited edition EP on Social Music Records, and it does, in fact, travel at 45 RPM. I am certain that I have two copies of this one as well, because, well, why not? This is a stellar record.
Oh,
That's how I escaped my certain fate by the Boston band Mission of Burma, played from the 1982 album Verses. Verses was released by Rick Hart's Ace of Hearts Records, and we just spun a rockin' 2008 double LP 180-gram remastered reissue on Ace of Hearts Records and Matador Records. Listening to Shark Toys cover this tune while arranging today's show, it became clear as day that... Let me read that one more time. Listening to Shark Toys cover this tune while arranging today's show, it became clear as day that it needed to be heard here. Much better. On the Avenue by Boston's Nervous Eaters and played from the 1986 EP Hot Steel and Acid, which was also released by Rick Hart's Ace of Hearts Records. The sleeve on this version to the record is cut out, so there are no corners and is round in appearance. I love this EP through and through, and you can totally find these records around for your shelves too if you don't have a copy. Break My Body by Pixies, who originally formed in Boston as well in 1986. Break My Body was played from a 12-inch record that has been dubbed the Purple Tape, which consists of 8 tracks and orbits at 45 RPM.
Baby, I will be. Sit, run. Don't run around. Sell my soul off. This song is gone. This song is a con, it's a con, it's a con. This song was stolen from. This song, it don't belong. This song, it won't be long. This song, it's a con. It's a con, 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 it's a con. This song. Mr. Chong, this song is a con, it's a con, it's a con. This song is a con, it's a con, it's a con. This song is out of your time. This song is coming on strong. This song is a con, it's a con.
Rock, Ich Nicht Tot by The Headcoats, which I actually played from a triple LP compilation called Punk Rock, Ich Nicht Tot, which was released in 2019 in the UK. I didn't even go through the trouble to count how many tracks are on this comp. Simply and more easily said, there are a lot. Billy Childish is still doing it and has been working on new stuff with his band, the William Loveday Intention. Definitely check out some of those new records. Get My Way by the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania rock band The Cynics. I saw The Cynics play with Mudhoney in Northampton in the later 2000s, I would say, and I do believe that is the correct timeline. Now, it was either or both Michael Kostelic or Greg Kostelic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, that went on stage that night and started to say some rather unsavory things about Western Mass, something along the lines of calling us all hicks. The crowd went almost completely silent, as I remember, and I was honestly waiting for those guys to get jumped right there, right then, while on stage. Luckily for them, that did not happen, but there was definitely that vibe in the Pearl Street Ballroom that night. They also run the label Get Hip Records, which this 7-inch is on and was released in 1990. Get Hip Records also operates as a record distro, where you can actually get stuff that is released overseas without paying an arm or a leg for shipping. I think that's pretty cool of them, I guess. Please take care of yourselves and be good people. Wet Groove Records loves you, even if you don't love yourself. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records show number 20. Haven't got the time and ain't nothing to do on WMCB LP 107.9 FM Greenfield. Groove up and get down.